right, you prick, we're recording again, so don't fuck it up.
I didn't fuck it up, you did.
Intro time, bitch.
Hi, I'm Conky, and you're listening to Troll Food Podcast.
With your host, Scott.
That's a cold-ass honky.
Oh, goddammit!
And Mike.
He's a protector. Aww. He's not very nice to cuddle with, but
yeah,
he's beautiful on the inside.
He's really pretty.
Sorry, girls. I'm not used to f***ing anything more than a bunny or two.
And welcome to the relaunch episode of Troll Food Podcast. I'm Mike.
And I'm Scott.
Make sure to check us out at facebook.com/trollfoodpodcast. If you want to follow me personally, you can follow me at twitch.gormusk. Or if you want to follow me on Twitter, you can do it at troll_food. Or if you want to follow me personally, you can do that at twitter.com/gormusk. Scott, how are you, brother?
I am doing fantastic. How about yourself?
Well, I'm pretty good. I am probably about a half a fifth of whiskey down, so that's always a good start.
That is a great start.
So, as you know, in this podcast, what we do is we basically talk about things that matter to us, but we also go over a couple things each week. The first thing is going to be this week's Too Cool to Miss, which Scott is.
It's going to be a YouTuber named Michael Cthulhu.
Oh, baby! I forgot all about him. After that, we'll basically talk about what we're doing this week, or this long fucking time since the last time we recorded. After that, we'll go over our top fives, which this year is our top five. Oh, wait, I fucked that all up. Which this week is our top five games that we played last year. After that, we'll probably talk about some Mike's likes, then we'll probably just end this bitch. What do you think?
That sounds like a plan.
So, as you know, we always start out with what you've been going on. What's been going on with you? So, what has it been, sir?
Oh, Jesus. It's been a lot of stuff. One of the big things that I've been doing lately goes along with that whole Too Cool to Miss thing is this YouTuber named Michael Cthulhu.
Mm-hmm.
We discovered him, what was it, about 3 weeks ago, maybe?
Yeah, probably.
Something like that. Anyways, he does these videos of him making, like, ridiculously oversized weapons from anime, manga, video games, all this, that, and the other. And he's slightly crazy, I think.
Yeah, I'd go with that.
Just from watching the videos, like, it might be part of a persona that he just likes to go a little over the top because it's entertaining and we watch more videos that way. Or he might legitimately be a bit off the deep end. I'm not sure.
Yeah, and I kind of feel like it'd be like the latter of the two.
It probably is.
I think he's a little bit loose whenever it comes to the mental standard.
Yeah, probably. But he's very entertaining, and I've definitely enjoyed the hell out of watching his videos.
I have too. Plus, he changed my life when it comes to breakfast foods.
Yes, he did. He introduced you to something all new, which we shall talk about, I'm sure, in a little bit.
It's so good.
Well, what have you been up to?
You know, I could talk about a million things because it's been, like, what, 2 years since we recorded?
Yeah.
It's been a long goddamn time. So, basically, I'm just going to talk about what's going on recently. Basically, the things that I've been doing recently is, as you know, I've got into the world of Twitch, but also I've been streaming a lot with Nerd Wharf. And I've had a complete blast with him this week while I've been on vacation. So if you're not following him, make sure you go to twitch.tv / Nerd Wharf, NERDWORF. He is amazing, and he's streaming almost every night now. So go and check him out and show him a little love and tell him that Gormusk from Troll Food sent you. Other than that, dude, I've been craving the absolute fuck out of some McDonald's recently.
Yeah?
You know, for those of you who don't know, they closed my local McDonald's. So I've been getting, like, zero goddamn chicken nuggets, and I'm not happy about it. And I was watching a YouTuber that's someone that I watch a lot from Australia, and she was talking about how in Japan they have what's called dessert fries, which are basically French fries with the hot fudge over top of them.
Holy shit.
Dude, and she went there and got, she went to McDonald's and got a bunch of stuff. She put, like, ice cream all over her fries and the fudge topping. And, dude, it just looks fucking amazing. And I've been craving the shit out of it.
That kind of sounds a little sexy, I'm not going to lie.
Dude, and she was eating it too, bro. But if you want to go and check that out, you can probably just, like, search dessert fries or some shit like that on the internet. But really, the only other thing that I've had going on is I have been fighting with the fucking insurance company that is handling our health insurance with the company we work for. Dude. Alright, so I call this cocksucker, right? And I stay on hold for 10 fucking minutes, and I'm drunk, and I'm not at all in the mood to fucking sit on hold. So
that was a great decision to begin with, to call and handle this very serious business matter while highly intoxicated. I love it already.
You know, it is me. So,
yeah.
So I get this motherfucker on the phone, right, and his name's Jeremy. And we're sitting there talking, going back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. He's like, well, it looks like that you were terminated in October of 2013.
Oh, okay.
I was like, well, no, I'm fucking not. I was never terminated. I've been here forever, you know. And he's like, well, you're going to have to call Clyde from, or you're going to call your, you know, HR rep, which is ours is Clyde. And so I try to call Clyde. And what do you think the odds are that he was in his fucking office?
Probably about 0.15%.
Well, that is probably about correct because he was not in his goddamn office. So I got pissed. And I called my supervisor, and he's like, what? I was like, yeah, that's what they're saying. He's like, dude, this is fucked up. You know, call Clyde, and we'll get it taken care of. So anyway, I've been basically fighting with some fucker that's been lying to me this whole time because he's like, you know, we really don't want to stop you from getting your benefits. We'd really like to help you get your benefits. There's just so many hoops you have to go through.
Yeah. And then, talk to me. I had to fight for it for about 3 or 4 days. You know, we work a graveyard shift, and going in – at, you know, we get off at 6 o'clock, and I had to hang around and wait until 8 and hang out there till 9 and then present some paperwork and make some phone calls. And I was like, fuck. So I feel your pain on that one, brother.
Yeah, luckily I was able to lie my ass off, so I think we're going to be okay.
Well, good call. Good call. But sometimes the truth is not your friend.
No, especially not in our goddamn line of work. But is there anything else you want to talk about in your, what's been going on with you or?
Well,
anything in general you just want to speak about?
I would like to talk about something that has been going on with you.
Oh, shit.
I would like to bring to the attention of our audience that you have been slowly turning European on us. Step at a time.
Listen.
Turn around here in a minute, and you're going to be a full-blown Britishman.
I was going to say, I don't know if I'd call it European. I may have been, like, you know, kind of treading toward the British cock, because I do love it for a bit, you know?
Well, and you also have now picked up something that I'm guessing Mr. Cthulhu is Irish, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. But, I mean, they're connected. So, well, yeah, they're... It's Irish. Irish and the United Kingdom are all connected. So, you know, that we'll just call that United Kingdom-y.
Okay.
But, yeah, dude, I love me some fucking beans and cheese on toast.
Yeah, that was... when we watched that video, once again, that was on Michael Cthulhu. He was so excited about his cheese and beans on toast that you just decided you had to try you some.
That's a true story, I did. And to be honest, I've ordered more since then. That's the only thing I've ate for about 2 weeks now.
And let's also specify that, where did you get these beans from?
I had to order them from Britain.
Of course you did, because you couldn't have just like normal American beans. You have to go and order some British beans so that it could be authentic, right?
Let's see, what have I ordered recently that's British? I've ordered the British baked beans. I've ordered
the tea biscuits.
I've also ordered my tea from fucking England.
Yep.
So I've been drinking some hot tea recently, which, you know, that's American as it comes, right?
Yeah.
But yeah, dude, I gotta be honest, you know, I love the Brits, and maybe I'll pack up all my shit and move over there one day if you'll come with me.
I wouldn't be surprised if you did.
But anyway, that's kind of what's been going on with us. I guess this is kind of a quick one, but do you want to go ahead and move into our top five games of this year?
Yeah, let's go ahead and do that.
You know, we're still trying to get the hang of this whole podcast thing.
Yeah, there was something we used to do called podcasting, but I kind of have forgotten what it is, so we're just going to ease back into it.
Well, before we ease into this, I know that, you know, you talked about this week's Too Cool to Miss. He's got kind of a weird spelling in his name, doesn't he?
Yeah, it's just M-I-C-H... A-E-L-C-T-H-U-L-H-U. And you can just search that in your YouTube search box, and it'll pull up. He's got like 152 videos. And the cool thing is, we kind of ran through a whole bunch of them.
Mm-hmm.
But he actually, I just noticed, posted one about 2 weeks ago. So we got another one to watch soon.
Nice. Also, I want to say thank you, Nerdwarf, you fucking prick, for sending me a message in the middle of this, which I'm sure came across the podcast.
Yeah, because I heard that.
Oh, did you?
Yep.
God damn it. All right, so let's go ahead and move into this, you know, this week's top five. And what we're doing is the top five games that we played this year. So, Scott, I'll let you go first, and you'll go with number five.
Yeah, I will say to start this off that I am behind the times on my gaming, as I am at all times. You've always made fun of me for being a hipster gamer.
Absolutely.
Well, this time, I am actually the reverse hipster gamer, because I am coming in way after these games were cool and way after everybody else has already played them. But nice. Still, I enjoy them. So my number five is going to be World of Tanks. And I actually got into this because of you and our boss at work all like to play this together, and I joined in and actually had quite a bit of fun with it.
So good. So good. So explain to everybody kind of like what World of Tanks is.
So World of Tanks is you're playing, and they have these historical tanks from different countries, and you pick kind of the type of tank, and different types of tanks are better against other types of tanks. And the whole thing is it's a PvP environment, which I'm usually not that big into.
Mm-hmm.
But this game is really fun, and I think the reason that I like it is because my typical dislike of PvP games is the Twitch reactionary aspect of it,
because right.
I don't have that quick of reactions, so therefore I'm not that good at it, and nobody likes sucking. And so that's why typically I don't like them, but World of Tanks is it's a mentally challenging PvP as opposed to just those Twitch reactions. You have to really think about and plan ahead and figure out what you're doing. And I think that's what I like about this.
Nice. Yeah, and I'll talk about a little bit more about it here in a little while because it's also on my top five. But my top five was actually a game that I hadn't been playing a whole hell of a lot of, but it really goes with my personality, and that's Counter-Strike Global Offense. And the reason that I love this game is because it combines everything that I love. It, you know, it has the whole Twitch gaming aspect. It's a first-person shooter, but also case openings. Dude, just that feeling of being able to gamble fucking draws me in. I will blow $100 on fucking skins just using this fucking game like it ain't nothing.
That's funny.
And I fucking love it just because you're like, could I get something good? Or no, I get something shit worth 4 cents. I'm glad I spent $4 on it. But that, you know, it's cool to have little stuff to play within the game, and things that, you know, you can also sell, kind of like we do in other games that we love, playing with the game economy.
Uh-huh.
So that's one of the things that I love about it as well. So,
I gotcha.
Number four.
All right. My number four, and it's funny, you know, I talked about how I'm not a huge fan of most PvP games, but I'm also going to throw in another PvP game here, and that is Heroes of the Storm.
Oh. Now,
I've actually just recently gotten into this, and I never have been much of one for MOBAs.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times it's because the community is so terrible.
Yeah.
I mean, they just typically are. I tried out Heroes of the Storm because it is a Blizzard game, and I do love me some Blizzard games.
Mm-hmm.
And so I figured I'd give it a chance. And I actually really enjoyed it a lot. Like, even though you still run across an asshole here and there, it's not like every single person that plays the game is a cockface who feels like they're better than everybody at everything.
Right.
And so I've kind of actually really enjoyed that.
However,
plus, you get to play with a lot of my favorite characters from the Blizzard universe, which, because I know these characters and I know the stories of them, you have more of a connection with, which makes it more interesting for me to play the game, even though it really is not about the storyline. You still have the stories that you are connected to.
Right. So. Speaking of that, that did not make my top five, but I would like to point out that my favorite game that we played together in Heroes of the Storm ended with a GG everyone except for the character you were playing.
Yeah, that was pretty funny. I'm not going to lie.
Oh, that was amazing. My number four this year, I hadn't played a whole hell of a lot of it, but somehow it always seems to suck me back in, and that is the World of Warcraft.
Oh, yeah.
And that's because, dude, I don't know what it is about this game, but I will pay $15 a month even not to play the motherfucker, but it has to be active, otherwise I want to play it.
Yeah.
So, you know, now don't get me wrong, it's fun, but I really hate the whole garrison thing that they did.
Yeah.
I feel like it ruined a lot of the game, especially for this expansion. And it, I'm going to be honest, it doesn't really look like they're going to be fixing it in the next expansion either. Because they're doing the motherfucking cock goblin things of your, you know, class garrisons, yeah, basically.
You don't like that idea?
No, I don't. I want fucking Dalaran back where we can all goddamn hang out together and we'll see people. I fucking hate that. I need the sense of community. That's why I play an MMORPG. I mean, do you have a retort to that, or are you kind of with me?
I mean, I kind of do have a retort to that. Part of the problem that we have, even with all the combined realms and shit, is we do play on a server that's dead.
It's not dead. It may be bleeding out. The motherfucker's not dead yet.
Okay.
It's not dead until they start offering free transfers. That's when it's fucking dead.
I feel like we're probably not that far off.
That's possible. I'm kind of hoping not, but it may be. Anyway, number three.
All right. My number three is, it actually is a game that I got into after I got into World of Tanks. It's very similar, and it's called Armored Warfare. It's made by the same company. It's the same basic concept. It's a little bit faster pace, and I think the reason that I like it so much is because of a few of the intoxicated games that we played.
Yeah.
That was pretty entertaining, I have to say.
Now, do you feel like, should I call you out live on fucking podcast, or should I just let it go?
Hey, I mean, if you feel the need to call me out, I don't care.
It is not made by the same people that made World of Tanks.
Is it not?
No.
I thought it was.
No, completely different company.
Okay, well, I lied like an asshole, because that's what I do.
But it is a pretty cool game. It didn't make my top five, but we did have a lot of fun. We have had quite a few intoxicated games. And speaking of, I'm thinking about maybe we should do some Drunk Rocket League tonight.
That sounds like a plan.
Yeah, because I know you love you some Rocket League.
Some Drunk Rocket League.
Yeah, we may even be able to like pull Nerd Warfare in there with us because he loves playing that shit.
Okay.
But anyway, my number three is a game that has already been mentioned, and that is World of Tanks. Now, World of Tanks, it is PvP, which is, you know, as you know, Scott said, is completely not our forte. But I love it because it takes so much fucking skill. And it's actually taught me a fucking amazing amount of stuff whenever it comes to World War II area, you know, tanks.
It's true. It is very educational.
Yeah, and like all the, basically most of the tanks that are in there are all World War II or a little bit sooner. And you basically have to learn each individual tank and where its weak spots are, you know, where it's not weak at, and you have to place your shots very well. It's just not like a point and shoot and everybody fucking dies.
Unless you're running with a KV-2.
Oh, God, the KV-2. I love that bitch. The KV-2 and the, what is it, the SU-152? And then they also did a premium tank, which is the SU-122. And, dude, those fucking derp guns are amazing. If you get anywhere close, you're going to blow some shit up. But, goddamn, your reload time's like 30 goddamn seconds, so you better make it count.
Yeah, the shot better hit, or else everybody's having a bad day.
Absolutely. Number two.
All right, my number two, I had actually thought about putting another game here that I really, really did enjoy for its single-player experience, but I actually decided probably about right after we started our top five that I was missing a game here that I needed to put in much higher than it was on my list, and that is Rocket League.
Nice. Dude,
that day that we played Rocket League on your stream was probably one of the most fun days I've had.
Hang on, I'm about to wreck your whole thing. Just give me just a minute. I got to sneeze.
Okay.
God, Jesus. Take the wheel. Next. Keep going.
That was a good one. That was one of the most fun days that I've had in gaming in a long-ass time. Us playing some Drunk at Rocket League was amazing. And probably saved the stream from ending an hour and a half to 2 hours sooner than it did.
Oh, did it, dude, because I was so goddamn salty. I was so fucking mad. Any of you, you know, streamers out there that decide you want to do a 24-hour stream, go fuck yourself. It's a bad idea. Don't do it. But anyway, continue on, sir. Explain Rocket League.
So, Rocket League, a really, really, really simplistic way to think about it is soccer with vehicles that move really fast and jump and spin and have boost. It's just badass. If you've never played this game, you need to.
You know, it was me, Nerdwarf, and Prince Ababa, I think, were all playing the other night. Dude, those motherfuckers know how to play. We don't have no fucking clue what we're doing.
Yeah.
And we actually got into some ranked gameplay, dude. It was pretty goddamn fun.
Yeah.
That's why I actually brought up the idea. I was like, maybe we'll play some Rocket League tonight, yeah?
Yeah, I mean, that's fun and all, but typically I'm gonna play Rocket League while intoxicated, which is going to definitely make the reaction and hand-eye coordination really kind of dip off the bottom end of the scale.
Oh, absolutely.
So, because I feel like that's the best way to play.
Oh, that's the only way to play.
So there you go.
So if you are interested in Rocket League, make sure tonight at 10 p.m., let's go with 10:30 Central Standard Time, you are at twitch.tv/Gormus to watch us play Rocket League live on stream.
It'll be fun.
Plus, now that means I got to put this out today.
It absolutely means you have to put this out today.
So are we on number two now?
Yeah, that was my number two. So what's your number two?
My number two is a game that will surprise every motherfucker, I'm sure. Hashtag not really. Farming Simulator 2015.
Yeah!
Dude, I love that game. I just can't get enough of it. There's just something that's so therapeutic about, you know, jumping into a fucking game and just running around farming some shit and talking to people on stream.
Yeah.
It's my game that I play whenever I don't want to think about anything. I just want to play a game and relax.
Gotcha.
And you played a little bit of it. What's your prognosis? 1 out of 10, you know, 1 to 10.
It's not really a game I would 1 to 10 because it depends on, there's a lot of factors that go into scoring it. Mm-hmm. Like, if I was to run in and just play solo, I would probably not enjoy it that much, not going to lie.
Yeah, it'd probably be like a 2.
Yeah, but you run in and you get together with some buddies and y'all run a little farm and y'all start getting some stuff going on, it could be a lot of fun.
Absolutely, yeah. If you haven't checked that game out, check it out. Make sure you catch it. It goes on Steam sale quite a bit. Don't do like me and buy it for goddamn $24 and the next week it go on sale for $9.
Was it the next week or the next day?
It was the next day.
That's what I thought, yeah. Figured I'd rub a little salt in that wound.
Yeah, I appreciate that, you prick.
You're welcome.
Number one.
All right. My number one game is probably, for anybody that knows me, not going to be a surprise because I love it now and have loved it for years. And mm-hmm. It's already been mentioned, and that is World of Warcraft. Mm. I love this game. I play this game. If I had discovered this game when I was single, I would have probably never got married, and I probably would be working at, like, McDonald's for minimum wage because it would have absorbed my life.
Yeah, it is some shit.
Thankfully, I already had a family. Well, I had at least a wife. And yes, the ding again. That was my fault.
Oh, what'd you get this time?
I got a text message. So.
God, you prick.
Yeah, that's what I do. But anyways, thankfully, I already had a wife at the time, so that limited me from completely letting this take over my soul. But I love the game. I mean, I enjoy the social aspects of it. I enjoy the single player. I enjoy running through doing the storyline. I enjoy the tasks. I enjoy trying to hit achievements. I like going back and running old content. I mean, it doesn't matter what it is. Every aspect of this game, I enjoy. I can sit in here and not do shit and just run around in circles. And for some reason, it's fun to me. Yeah. I think I have a problem.
Dude, that game both held together and ended my second marriage.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it was worth it. I'm not going to lie. And now she's married to one of the tanks in our guild. Woo! You fucking prick. All right, my number one game is a game that is no surprise to those who know me, and that is Minecraft. Not so much regular Minecraft. Like, you know, vanilla Minecraft just doesn't fucking do it for me anymore. But the world of modded Minecraft has completely changed that entire game for me.
Oh, yeah.
For the good and the bad. Because there are, you know, a week solid we'll work on one thing. And then whenever it doesn't go well, I just rage quit for like a fucking month.
That was pretty epic. That was one of the best rage quits I think I've seen in a long time.
Oh, dude. It just like, it fucking crushed my soul.
Yeah.
And it was horrible.
But we did spend a lot of time, effort, and energy building that shit.
Yeah, and it made me cry.
Of course, I'm not going to lie. I'm still really salty from when we first started. I spent all my time building something that you just decided to pickaxe. So
and just ruined about 8 hours of your life.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Just completely spoiled it.
So I think you softened the blow for the second by doing the first to me.
Yeah.
So I think you ended up helping me out in the long run. So
yeah, because you were like, nah, fuck it, you know, and I was like, no, my world is over.
Yeah.
This is fucking bullshit.
Yeah, and I think that was because you did that to me to begin with.
Yeah, well, I mean, at least, you know, if I could teach you a little bit of a lesson, it's a good thing.
Yeah.
Anyway, guys, that's this week's top five. If you are not playing any of those games, by all means, fucking check them out. They're good shit. Do you have any honorable mentions you want to put out? Because I know there was one that was should have been there that wasn't.
Yes, I do have an honorable mention, and it's another game that I was way behind the times on, but it's so much fucking fun, and that is Dragon Age Inquisition.
Mm-hmm.
There were a couple of moments in that story where, like, I almost got misty-eyed. Like, ooh. It hit me right in the feels, bro.
Right in the feels.
Right in the feels. Like, and the thing is, it wasn't even like a sad event. It was just a really emotional time frame, and then it throws in a song that one of the characters is singing, and I mean, it's just pretty intense.
Nice.
Yeah, it's some good stuff.
Huh. Well, I will have to check that out. But I guess it's the point in the episode where we go ahead and no, you're not getting an intro for this, so go fuck yourself. But let's go into this week's episode of Mike's Likes. And this week, I'm wanting to talk about something that has really seems to jump pretty highly in the YouTube, you know, space right now, and that's the game by Ether, Would You Rather. Do you know anything about this?
I absolutely know nothing about it, so I'm pretty intrigued to listen to find out about it.
Basically, it gives you two choices, and you have to pick out of those two which you would rather do.
Okay.
Okay, we'll play, because I got it pulled up right here.
Okay.
Yeah, that one's fucking stupid. We're not doing that one. Okay. If you were to have a superpower, which would you rather have? Superhuman memory, the ability to learn all information you learn, or retain all information you learn, or teleportation? Out of those two, which would you rather have?
I would probably take the super memory.
Really? Because I would go with super teleportation, dude.
Okay.
The ability to not have to drive anywhere anymore would be amazing to me.
Well, I mean, if you think about it, yeah, that's cool. And I could see where that would be exciting.
Mm-hmm.
But if I allowed myself to get that lazy, I would probably let my health completely go to shit.
So basically you mean if I could do that, then I would be doing what I did for this past week.
Yes, exactly.
All right, that's so exactly what you we'll mean. Click on it. Out of, like, all right, so 28,000 people chose your choice, which is 33%.
Okay.
5,800,000 chose mine. Of teleportation.
I got you.
Okay, so would you rather eat moldy toast or eat moldy grapes?
Moldy toast.
I would go moldy toast as well.
Just because of the whole wet-dry factor.
Yep, and we were right with this one. 63% said that.
I figured, because once again, that to me rolls straight into the wet-dry factor, and that supersedes anything else.
Okay, we'll do one more.
Okay.
Would you rather only be able to laugh at violently racist jokes, or only be able to laugh at intricate Star Trek jokes?
Well, that's a tough one, because the real answer for me would probably be the one that makes me a terrible human being. So I'm going to say Star Wars jokes.
No, Star Trek.
Star Trek. I'm going to say Star Trek jokes. I don't.
Why? Because you don't want to be racist?
Pretty much, yeah.
All right, I'm going to go with racist, and 54 was right with what I thought, and 46 was right with what you thought.
And the reason that 46 went with what I said was for the same reason.
Yeah. Oh, so. God.
Uh-oh.
Would you rather eat a live gerbil or remove your own appendix with nothing but a shoehorn?
Jesus H.
See, it's got like some weird real shit in here, dude.
Yeah, I'd probably have to. Well, okay, here's the thing. The gerbil would only be alive until you took a big bite.
No, you had to eat like whole, bro.
You can't eat it whole.
I don't know.
You would die. You would choke to death.
It's kind of the way it is.
Well, fair enough. Which one are you picking?
Oh, I didn't pick either one of them. I just fucking went on.
Oh, okay.
I was trying to find something really like fucking shoddy. Like, would you rather fucking take a dick one time or never be able to fucking have sex ever again?
I would probably never have sex again.
Oh, come on, dude. You take a dick one time.
I don't think I would.
Okay.
We've discussed my medical history, bro.
That is true. You could take it in the mouth. Anyway, I feel like maybe that's where we should leave this episode. It is our inaugural episode, so make sure you show us some love. Basically, I want to thank Adam from the Adam and JP show for making a video and pushing us to do this. Yeah. Also all the fans out there that have been waiting oh so long for this to happen. So, anyway, guys, love your faces. Scott, do you have like a slogan you want to end on?
No.
All right, go fuck yourself then.
Go fuck yourself.
Bye.